good morning and welcome to another episode of No Excuses. This is Fitz. This is Vaughan Radio. This is Radio Bogan. And I'm here with Maria, Jessica, Isabel and Sevi. Sevi, tell Isabel to ask Jessica if she's happy.
Isabel, ask Jessica if she's happy.
Good.
Jessica, are you happy?
No, Jessica. Jessica in English.
Jessica, are you happy?
And Maria, what does she want to know?
She wants to know if she's happy.
Very good.
Yes, I'm very happy.
Okay, and Maria, tell Sevi to ask her why she's happy. So Maria, tell Sevi to ask her why she's happy.
Ask her why she's happy.
Why are you happy, Jessica?
And Isa, what does he want to know?
He wants to know if she is happy.
Why she's happy?
She wants to know why she is happy.
No, he wants to know why she's happy.
He wants to know why she's happy.
Good.
I'm very happy because my grandson was born 3 days ago.
All right, very good. Oh. So she's a granny. She's a granny.
Yes.
All right. Let's start with some numbers this morning. Well, yes, numbers. And currency. So here, I'm going to say account number 17, $27.50. And I want you to say there's $27.50 in account number 17. So account number 17, $27.50, Sevi.
There's $27.50 in account number 17.
Good. And repeat, Jessica.
There's $27.50 in account number 17.
And repeat, Isa.
There's $27.50. There's $27.50 in the account number 17.
In account number 17, repeat.
There's $27.50 in account number 17.
And repeat, Maria.
There's $27.50 in account number 17.
Very good. Account number 412, $3.27. Jessica.
There's $3.27 in account number 413.
412. And repeat.
There's $3.27 in account number 412.
Very good. And repeat, Isa.
There's $3.27 in account number 412.
And repeat, Maria.
There is 400.
Now, repeat, Sevi.
There's $3.27.
No, $3.
There's $3.27 in account number 412.
Good, and repeat, Maria.
There's $3.27 in account number 412.
Very good. Account number 111, $59.50, Maria.
There is $3.50.
Sevi. There's $59.50 in account number 111.
Very good. And repeat, Maria.
$59.50.
No, start again.
There's $59.50 in account number 111.
Good. And repeat, Isa.
There's $59.50 in account number 111.
And Jessica?
There's $59.50 in account number 111.
Very good. Account number 313, $579.81. Jessica?
There's $579.81.
Yeah.
In account number 313.
Very good, very good. And repeat, Maria.
There's 579.
Okay, five.
There's $579 in account number 313.
Jessica, repeat. Jessica.
Sorry. There's $579.81 in account number 313.
Good. And repeat, Maria.
There's $69.81 in account number 313.
Very good. And repeat, Isa.
There's $579.81 in account number 313.
Good. Now say it again with your eyes closed.
There's...
Well, with your eyes closed. With your eyes closed. I can see you. I see what you're doing.
Okay. There's...
No. Eyes closed. Eyes closed. Close your eyes.
There's $579.81 in account number 313.
Very good. See, you don't need to read it. And repeat, Sally.
There's $578. There's $579.81 in account number 313.
Very good. Very good. Okay, let's do a little bit of vocabulary. Vaughan's vocabulary booklet 5, list number 1. Un gran avance científico, Jessica.
A throwback.
Seve.
A breakthrough.
Very good. Repeat, Jessica.
A breakthrough.
Very good. Ansioso, Maria.
Anxious.
Good pronunciation. Biología, Isa.
Biology.
No, stronger with the G.
Biology.
Good. Queja, Seve.
A complaint. A complaint.
Good, good. Curriculum vitae, Maria.
CV or in America English resume.
Very good. Enano, Jessica.
Dwarf.
Very good. El destino, Isa.
The fate.
Now take away the
fate.
Good. Cosecha o recolección, today.
Harvest or crop.
Very good. A camera lenta, Jessica.
In slow motion.
Dotes de mando, Maria.
Leadership.
Very good. La naturaleza, Isa.
Nature.
Very good. Grupo de presión, Jessica.
Pressure group.
Very good. Say it again.
Pressure group.
Good. La jubilación, se ve.
Retirement.
Good. Domino de sí mismo, Maria.
Self-control, self-restraint.
Good. Yeah, make sure you pronounce the F in self.
Self-control. Self-restraint.
Good. Resbaladizo, Isa.
Slippery.
Very good. Fuerza, Sebe.
Power, strength.
Very good, very good. El Padre Nuestro, Jessica.
The prayer, the Lord's prayer or our Father.
Very good. Nombrar in a formal sense, Maria.
To anoint or to appoint.
Very good. Resultar útil. Isa. Se ve.
To come.
Yeah, go, Isa, go.
To come in handy.
Very good. Apañarse o salir del paso, se ve, as a phrasal verb.
To get by.
Very good. Rematar, Jessica, phrasal verb.
To nail down.
Very good. Tropezar con o encontrarse con, Maria, phrasal verb.
To stumble, to come across, to run into.
Very good. Tartamudear, se ve.
To stutter.
Very good. Someterse a, Isabel.
To undergo.
Good. And inolvidable, Jessica.
Unforgettable.
Yeah, great song. Unforgettable in every way. Who sang that?
Frank Sinatra.
No, Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole. Oui. Okay, let's do a little bit of present conditional, logical conclusions that you've done many times. I teach because I need English. If you didn't need any money, you wouldn't teach. So I teach because I need money. Sebe.
If you didn't need any money, you wouldn't teach.
I'm here because I'm your teacher. Maria, Isa.
If you weren't our teacher, you wouldn't be here.
Good, and repeat.
If you weren't our teacher, you wouldn't be here.
Good. I'm Irish because my mother is Irish, Jessica.
If your mother weren't Irish, you wouldn't be Irish.
I live in a small house because I'm not rich, Maria.
If you were rich, you wouldn't live in a small house.
I know you because I live in Spain, Isa.
If you didn't live in Spain, you wouldn't be here.
No. Sorry.
If you didn't live in Spain, you wouldn't know us.
Very good. And repeat, Isa.
If you didn't live in Spain, you wouldn't know us.
Good. And repeat.
If you didn't live in Spain, you wouldn't know us.
I'm not rich because I don't have $1 million, Jessica.
If you had $1 million, you would be rich.
I'm not famous because I can't fly like Peter Pan, have I?
If you could fly like a Peter Pan, you would be famous.
Good. John is slim because he doesn't eat too much, Maria.
If he ate a lot, he wouldn't be slim.
Very good. I'm not a politician because I don't like politics, Isa.
If you liked politics, you would be a politician.
Good, and repeat.
If you liked politics, you would be a politician.
You're looking at me because I'm talking to you, Jessica.
If you weren't talking to me, I wouldn't be looking at you.
John is fat because he eats too much, Sammy.
If he didn't eat so much, he wouldn't be fat.
Very good. The earth is round because it's not flat, Maria.
If it were flat, the earth wouldn't be round.
You're here because you want to learn English, Isa.
If I didn't want to learn English, I wouldn't be here.
Very good. Now, careful of English.
If I didn't want to learn English, I wouldn't be here.
Very good. You're listening to me because I'm your teacher, Jessica.
If you weren't my teacher, I wouldn't be listening to you.
And again?
If you weren't my teacher, I wouldn't be listening to you.
Listening.
Listening, no. Listening to yes. You.
And again?
If you weren't my teacher, I wouldn't be listening to you.
Very good. The sun isn't shining because it's a cloudy day, Sebe.
If it weren't a cloudy day, the sun would be shining.
Very good. Angela Merkel is the German Prime Minister because she's intelligent, Isa.
If she weren't intelligent, she wouldn't be the German President.
My Prime Minister, now careful. Intelligent. Intelligent. Now try again.
If she weren't intelligent, she wouldn't be the German president.
Prime minister.
The German prime minister.
And from the beginning.
If she weren't intelligent,
no,
she wouldn't.
If she weren't.
If she weren't intelligent, she wouldn't be the German prime minister.
Very good. What is the formal title of the German prime minister?
The chancellor.
Yeah, in English, yeah, chancellor. Yeah.
Chancellor.
Yeah. He's wearing a coat because he doesn't feel hot, Maria.
If he felt hot, he wouldn't be wearing a coat.
Very good. She loves him because he cooks well, Sebe.
If he didn't cook well, she wouldn't love him.
Very good. You make mistakes because your English isn't perfect, Jessica.
If my English were perfect, if my English were perfect, I wouldn't...
If with a strong F.
If my English were perfect, I wouldn't make mistakes.
Very good. I don't play basketball because I'm not tall, Maria.
If you were tall, you'd play basketball.
Yeah, basketball, basketball. Again?
If you were tall, you'd play basketball.
Very good. Now let's do a little bit of work with there has never been and there have never been. So I would say, for example, when was the last time there was a tornado in Madrid? You'd say there's never been a tornado in Madrid. When was the last time there was a tornado in Madrid, Isa?
There's never been a tornado in Madrid.
Very good. Say Madrid again.
Madrid.
Madrid. In English, Madrid. Madrid.
Madrid.
Good enough to say the whole sentence.
There's never been a tornado in Madrid.
Good. When was the last time there was a dead body in the boot of your car, Sebe?
There's never been a dead body in the boot of my car.
When was the last time there were 5 general elections in the same year in Spain, Maria?
There have never been 5 general elections in the same year in Spain.
Very good. When was the last time there was a criminal in your family, Jessica?
There's never been a criminal in my family.
When was the last time there were some famous actors in your house, Isabel?
There have never been famous actors in my house.
Good. Now, I'll say the sentence again with any.
There have never been any actors
any
in
famous,
my house.
Any famous?
There have never been any famous actors in my house.
Good. When was the last time there was a Buddhist monk in your house, Sebe?
There's never been a Buddhist monk in my house.
When was the last time there were 100 people in your house, Jessica?
There have never been 100 people in my house.
When was the last time there was a torture chamber in your house, Maria?
There's never been a torture chamber in my house.
No, chamber.
There's never been a torture chamber in my house.
Very good. When was the last time the prices rose 300% in 1 year in Spain, Isa?
The prices have never risen 300% in 1 year.
In Spain. And again?
The prices have never risen 300% in...
I'll try it today.
The prices have never risen 300% in 1 year in Spain.
And now try this out.
The prices have never risen 300%.
No, careful. Try it again today.
The prices have never risen 300%.
Okay. The prices have never risen 300% in 1 year in Spain.
Perfect. When was the last time there were some nuclear disasters in the Canary Islands, Maria?
There have never been any nuclear disasters in the Canary Islands.
Very good. When was the last time there was a major earthquake in Madrid, Jessica?
There has never been a major earthquake in Madrid.
Very good. Say it for me again.
There has never been a major earthquake in Madrid.
Very good. When was the last time there was a volcanic eruption in the Madrid area, Seve?
There's never been a volcanic eruption in the Madrid area.
Very good. Let's do a bit of practice with past simple present perfect. How many times did you forget to come to class last month, Maria?
I didn't forget to come to class last month.
And so far this month, Seve?
I haven't forgotten to come to class so far this month.
Good. How many emails did you read yesterday, Isa?
I read one email yesterday.
And so far today, Jessica?
I haven't read any emails so far today.
How many letters did you send yesterday, Seve?
I sent 5 letters yesterday.
And so far today, Maria?
I've sent 3 letters so far today.
How many crimes did you commit last month, Jessica?
I didn't commit any crime last month.
No, when the question's in the plural, you answer in the plural, even though it's negative.
Okay. I didn't commit any crimes.
Yes.
Last month?
Yes, and repeat.
I didn't commit any crimes last month.
And so far this month, Isa?
I haven't committed any crimes so far this month.
Good. How many banks did you rob last year, Seve?
I didn't rob any banks last year.
And so far this year, Maria?
I've robbed 5 banks so far this year.
All right. How many times did you go fishing last month, Isa?
I didn't go fishing last month.
And again?
I didn't go fishing last month.
No, fishing.
I didn't go fishing last month.
And so far this month, Jessica?
I went fishing twice this month. So far.
Try again.
I went.
No, remember, it's present perfect.
I've gone fishing twice so far this month.
Good. How many times did you go swimming last month, Seve?
I went swimming twice this month.
Last month.
I went swimming 3 times last month.
Very good. And so far this month, Maria?
I've gone swimming 10 times so far this month.
How many colds did you catch last year, Isa?
I caught one cough last year.
Again?
I caught one cold last year.
Cold.
I caught one cold last year.
Very good. And so far this year, Jessica?
I haven't caught any cold so far this year.
Yeah, and again, I haven't caught any colds.
I haven't caught any colds. So far this year.
Very good. Let's practice with or else. I will say, put on your coat. If you don't, you'll catch a cold. And I want you to say, put on your coat or else you'll catch a cold. So put on your coat. If you don't, you'll catch a cold, Lisa.
Put on a coat.
Put on your coat. Put on your coat.
Put on your coat, or else you'll catch a cold.
Do it and repeat.
Put on your coat, or else you'll catch a cold.
Good. You'd better hurry. If you don't, you'll be late. Maria.
You'd better hurry or else you'll be late.
Hide it. If you don't, he'll steal it. Jessica.
Hide it or else he'll steal it.
Very good. I have to clean it. If I don't, it'll get rusty. Zevi.
I'll have to clean it or else it'll get rusty.
Very good. Follow him. If you don't, he'll get away. Isa.
Follow him or else he'll get away.
You should put it on ice. If you don't, it'll melt. Jessica.
You should put it on ice or else it'll melt.
Good. Hold it by its neck. If you don't, it'll bite you. Maria.
Hold it by its neck or else it'll bite you.
We have to tear it up. If we don't, they'll know our secret. Sebe.
We'll have to tear it up, or else they'll know our secret.
Shut the door quietly. If you don't, you'll wake up the baby. Jessica.
Shut the door quietly, or else you'll wake up the baby.
Good, and again.
Shut quietly the door. Shut the door quietly or else you'll wake up the baby.
Very good. You have to pay him well. If you don't, he won't work for you. Isa.
You have to pay him well or else... I forgot.
Sorry.
You have to pay him well or else he won't work for you.
Very good. Oh, Isa.
You have to pay him well or else he won't work for you.
Very good. And repeat.
You have to pay him well or else he won't work for you.
Good. Cook it in butter. If you don't, it'll be hard. Maria. Say it again.
Cook it in butter or else it'll be hard.
Good. Get it out of here. If you don't, I'll scream. Sebe.
Get it out of here or else I'll scream.
Very good. Put it down quickly. If you don't, you'll burn your fingers. Jessica.
Put it down slowly.
Quickly.
Put it down quickly or else you'll burn your fingers.
And again.
Put it down slowly or else
quickly.
Put it down quickly or else you'll burn your fingers.
We have to go now. If we don't, we'll miss the train, Isa.
We have to go now or else we'll miss the train.
Good. You must finish your work now. If you don't, you won't be able to go out tonight, Maria.
Finish your work now or else you won't be able to go out tonight.
And again?
You must finish your work now or else you won't be able to go out tonight.
Very good. Do as you're told. If you don't, you'll be punished. Sebe.
Do as you are told or else you'll be punished.
Good. Sit down. If you don't, you'll be tired. Isa.
Sit down or else you'll be tired.
Good. Let's do a quick practice with mastering the interrogative before we take a break. I give you the answer. You give me the question. My uncle drives a BMW. Jessica.
What kind of car or what brand of car does your uncle drive?
Very good. It takes him 10 minutes to drive to work, Sebe.
How long does it take him to drive to work?
He works 10 hours a day, Isa.
How many hours does he work?
How many hours a day does he work?
How many hours a day does he work?
He works in a bank, Maria.
Where does he work?
The capital of Arizona is Phoenix. Isa.
What's the capital of Arizona?
Very good. It's located in the center of the state. Jessica.
Where is it located?
Very good. There are a million people in Phoenix. Sebe.
How many people are there in Phoenix?
Very good. It has 4 art museums. Isa.
How many art museums there are?
Jessica.
How many art museums are there?
Maria.
How many art museums does it have?
Good, Jessica.
How many art museums does it have?
And Isa.
How many art museums does it have?
Very good, very good. Stay with us, folks, and we'll be right back.
Many English methods guarantee that you can learn English with 20 minutes a day. Don't believe them. The only guarantee in these cases is that your money will be in their pocket. ¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma, píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Tenemos todo preparado para que des a tus hijos el verano de sus vidas en inglés. Nuestros campamentos en medio de la naturaleza les transportarán a miles de aventuras. Llama al 91-133-5833 y te lo contamos todo.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of new books that I think you will like, but there is one that you really should have, in my opinion. The title of the book is very simple, English Grammar. Yes, English Grammar. 470 pages of English grammar. It's the best English grammar book on the market. For me, it's the best English grammar book in the world. The author, Claudia Martinez, is a veteran Vaughan teacher and a technical expert in our editorial department. And she has followed the spirit and the rigorous clarity that I have personally emphasized in the Vaughan method for more than 40 years. This book, English Grammar, is the definitive guide to how we speak and how we construct our language today. As always, it's designed for Spanish speakers, hispanohablantes. In the book, we explain how and why, but we explain it in Spanish first, and then we give you many examples in English. We show you the structures, and often we compare them to the equivalent structures in Spanish. At the same time, we warn you, os advertimos, of many of the typical mistakes, sometimes important mistakes, that Spanish speakers often make. English Grammar, you can buy it in bookshops, large and small, in department stores, on Amazon, in Vaughan Tienda online, and on many other platforms. This book is for you. It's for your children, and it's for your grandchildren. This book will last for 100 years. There's no better Christmas or birthday present. English Grammar.
Escúchanos en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar. Descarga la app de Vaughan Radio. Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
How do you say superar in English? Overcome, to overcome. With Vaughan, you will overcome the obstacles and gain the fluency you need to be an effective communicator.
Por menos de 30 céntimos al día, tu curso de inglés online de Vaughan. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. Entra a nuestra web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Ya disponible también en Latinoamérica. ¡Apúntate!
Hello, welcome back to the program. This is Fitz. This is Vaughan Radio. This is Radio Bogan. And let's continue with the program. And let's do a little bit of work with remind and remember. So, Maria, what's the difference between remind and remember?
You remind someone to do something and you remember to do something.
Very good. And there's another use of remind, to remind me of someone.
And someone looks like other person.
Yeah, yeah, like it looks like another person. So I will say, for example, can you help me to remember not to forget to call Nancy? And you would say, can you remind me to call Nancy? So can you help me to remember not to forget to call Nancy, Jessica?
Remind me to call Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Can you remind me to call Nancy?
Remind me to call Nancy.
Remember, it's a question. Can you remind me?
Sorry. Will you remind me?
Say it.
No.
Can you remind me to call Nancy?
Yep.
Can you remind me to call Nancy?
Very good. And what's the difference between to call Nancy and to call to Nancy? What does to call Nancy mean? To phone her.
To phone her.
And what does the call to Nancy mean?
Is it allowed?
You know, you visit her house. I called to Nancy last night at 7 o'clock. I visited her house. And then I called her, I telephoned her.
Okay.
All right. So sometimes I have to help Nigel to remember to buy a gift for his wife on her birthday, Maria.
Sometimes I have to remind Nigel to buy a gift for his wife on her birthday.
Very good. Because he never remembers to turn off the bathroom light, his wife always has to help him to remember. Sebe.
Because he never remembers to turn because he never remembers to turn off the bathroom light, his wife has to remind him.
Do good and repeat.
Because he never remembers to turn off the bathroom light, his wife has to remind him.
Remind him.
Because he never turns off the bathroom.
Maria, try it.
Light.
Because he never remembers to turn off the bathroom light, his wife always has to remind him.
Very good, Nathalie.
Because he never remembers to turn off the bathroom light, his wife always has to remember to remind him.
Good, now one more time.
Because he never remembers to turn off the bathroom light, his wife always has to remind him.
Good, good. Help me to remember to write that report, Isa.
Remind me to write that report.
Good. Nobody helped me to remember to make the reservations, Jessica.
Nobody reminds me to make a reservation.
Reminded me.
Nobody remind me.
Nobody reminded me.
Okay. Nobody reminded me to make a reservation.
To make their reservations.
Nobody reminded me to make their reservation.
Plural.
Okay. Nobody reminded me to make the reservations.
Good. If you don't help him to remember the appointment, he'll forget it, Maria.
If you don't remind him of or about the appointment, he'll forget it.
Very good. When I see her, I think of my mother. She looks and acts like her. Sebe.
When I see her, I remember my mother. She reminds her.
Maria.
She reminds me of my mother.
Yep.
When I see her,
You can simply say she reminds me of my mother.
Okay. Shorter. She reminds me of my mother.
Very good. You look and act like a famous actor whose name I can't remember. Isa.
You remind me of a famous actress.
Actor.
Doctor.
Yep. And repeat.
You remind me to. You remind me of a famous actor.
Very good. Help me to remember to call them, Jessica.
Remind me to call them.
Very good. You have to help her all the time to remember to do her homework. Maria.
You have to remind her all the time to do her homework.
Very good. Let's do a quick bit of translation with the present conditional. Lo haría si pudiera. Isa.
I would do it if I could.
And now contract I'd.
I'd do it if I could.
Te ayudaría si tuviera suficiente dinero. Sebe.
I'd help you if I had enough money.
Good. Ganaría más dinero si supiera inglés, Jessica.
I'd earn more money if I knew English.
Good, and repeat.
I'd earn more money if I knew English.
Dejaría la compañía si me cortaran el sueldo, María.
I'd leave the company if they cut my salary.
Good, and repeat.
I'd leave the company if they cut my salary.
¿Qué harías si eso pasara, Isa?
What would you do if that happened?
Good. ¿Saldríamos si no estuviera lloviendo, Seve?
We'd go out if it didn't rain.
María.
We'd go out if it weren't raining.
Yeah, Seve. Oh.
We'd go out if it weren't raining.
Very good. Yo que tú no lo haría, Jessica.
If I were you, I didn't do it.
Try again.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and again, repeat.
If I were you, I wouldn't do it.
Si le conocieras, entenderías mi punto de vista, María.
If you knew him, you'd understand my viewpoint, my point of view.
Very good. Si fuera verdad, no sé lo que haría. ¿Se ve?
If it were true, I don't know what I would do.
Very good. And contract the last part. I do. And repeat the whole sentence.
If it were true, I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what I'd do.
Good. And repeat.
If it were true, I don't know what I'd do.
Okay, very good. Si no fueras tan cabezota, venderías más, Isa.
If you weren't so stubborn,
very good.
You would sell more.
Very good. Si no estuviera lloviendo, comeríamos fuera, María.
If it weren't raining, we'd eat out.
Good.
Outside.
Very good, yeah. Si supieran lo que yo sé, nos apoyarían, Jessica.
If they knew what I know, they'd support us.
Good. Si pudieras estar a las tres, te lo agradecería, Seve.
If you could be there at three.
Here.
If you could be here at 3 o'clock, I would appreciate it.
Very good. And now say it again, and in the final part, contract I'd.
Okay. If you could be here at 3 o'clock, I'd appreciate it.
Very good. ¿Dónde vivirías si no pudieras vivir aquí, Isa?
Where would you live if you couldn't live here?
Good, and repeat.
Where would you live if you couldn't live here?
Good, one more time.
Where would you live if you couldn't live here?
Si esta casa fuera mía, la ampliaría, Jessica.
If this house were mine, I'd widen it.
Maria.
If this house were mine, I'd enlarge it.
Yeah, enlarge. Repeat, Jessica.
If this house were mine, I'd enlarge it.
Yeah, one more time. Enlarge it. One more time.
If this house were mine, I'd enlarge it.
You must say the N. Enlarge it.
If this house were mine, I'd enlarge it.
Good. Si fuera tuya, la destrozarías, Isa.
If it were yours, you'd destroy it.
Very good. Si hubiera más gente aquí, terminaríamos antes, se ve.
If there were more people here, we'd finished earlier.
Okay, and try repeat the full sentence.
If there were more people here, we'd finished earlier.
Now we'd finish. We'd finish. Care for
we'd
the pronunciation.
Finish.
Yeah.
If there were more people here, we'd finish earlier.
Very good. Si no necesitaran dinero, no estarían aquí, María.
If they didn't need any money, they wouldn't be here.
Si no me molestaras tanto, podría terminarlo, Jessica.
If you didn't annoy me, I would...
Tanto.
If you didn't annoy me so much, I would finish it earlier.
Maria.
No.
If you didn't annoy me, bother me so much, I'd be able to finish earlier.
To finish it.
There.
No, earlier. Just finish it.
If you didn't annoy me so much, I'd be able to finish it.
Good. Jessica.
If you didn't annoy me so much, I would be able to finish it.
Good. Si el mío fuera como el tuyo, todo sería distinto. Isa.
If mine were like yours, everything would be different.
Very good. Si supieras tanto como yo, serías un genio, ¿sabe?
If you knew as much as I know, you'd be a genius.
Very good, very good. ¿Qué pasaría si no hiciéramos nada, Jessica?
What would happen if we didn't do anything?
Very good. Si todo estuviera listo, podríamos empezar ya, María.
If everything were ready, we could start now.
Very good. ¿Qué harías tú si estuvieras en mi lugar, Isa?
What would you do if you were in my place?
Very good. Si no me ayudaran, no podría hacerlo, Seve.
If they didn't help me, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Good, and repeat.
If they didn't help me, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Okay, let's do a bit of practice with the negative of the infinitive. So not to be, not to do. So, for example, I'd say, Jimmy said to me, don't open the window. What did he tell me? He told you not to open the window. So Jimmy said to me, don't open the window. What did he tell me, Jessica?
He told you not to open the window.
The policeman said to me, don't park in this area. What did he tell me, Isa?
The police told you not to park in...
The policeman.
The policeman told you not to park in this area.
Very good. John asked his wife, please don't cry. What did he ask her? Sorry, Sevi.
he asked her not to cry.
Very good. My boss said to me, don't do that again. What did he tell me, Maria?
He told you not to do that again.
Very good. The shopkeeper said to her, please don't touch the piano. What did he ask her? Isa, care for the pronunciation.
The shopkeeper told you
Asked her.
The shopkeeper asked her not to touch the piano.
And repeat.
The shopkeeper asked her not to touch the piano.
Very good. The mother said to her son, don't put your feet on the table. What did she tell him, Jessica?
She told him not to put his feet on the table.
Good. The cook said to his assistant, please don't add too much salt this time. What did he ask him, Maria?
Asked him not to add too much salt this time.
Or one more time.
He asked him not to add too much salt this time.
Good. The mother said to her friend, don't pay any attention to Jimmy. Sorry. What did she tell her friend?
He told her friend, I forgot the sentence, Maria.
He told her friend not to pay any attention to Jimmy.
Good.
Okay, she told her friend not to pay any attention to Jimmy.
Very good. Now we're going to practice with unless, which is the negative of if. So, for example, I will say, if you can't come to the party, don't call me. And you will say, don't call me unless you can come to the party. So if you can't come to the party, don't call me, Isa.
Don't call me unless you come to a party.
Unless you can come to the party.
Don't call me unless you can come to a party.
Yeah, one more time. Yeah, correct.
Don't call me unless you can come to the party.
Good. If you don't have the report ready, don't go to the meeting, Sebe.
Don't go to the meeting unless you have the reports ready.
Good. If you don't know his direct number, don't call him, Maria.
Don't call him unless you know his direct number.
Very good. If there isn't a quicker way, I prefer not to do it. Jessica.
I prefer not to do it unless there's a quicker way.
Very good. If nothing happens, nobody will know. Isa.
Nobody will know.
Nobody will know, Sebe?
Nobody will know unless something happens.
Good, and repeat, Isa.
Nobody will know unless something happens.
And again?
Nobody will know unless...
Nobody will know.
Nobody will know unless something happens.
Good. If there isn't a quicker way, I prefer not to do it, Maria.
I prefer not to do it unless there is a quicker way.
If no one asks me to do it, I won't do it. Jessica.
I won't do it unless someone asks me to do it.
Good. If they don't cancel the meeting, you'll have to fly there next week. Sebe.
You'll have to fly there next week unless they cancel the meeting.
Good. If you don't buy the book, you won't be able to read it. Maria.
You won't be able to read the book unless you buy it.
Good. If you don't come with me, I won't go. Isa.
I won't go unless you come with me.
Good. And again?
I won't go unless you come with me.
Very good. Let's do a quick practice with short answer drill. Does it snow often in the Sahara Desert, Jessica?
No, it doesn't snow often.
Short answer.
Okay. No, it doesn't.
Very good. Will there be a parliamentary election next week, Sebe?
No, there won't.
Very good. Was there a religious holiday last week, Isa?
No, there wasn't.
Good. Can cats and dogs live together peacefully, Maria?
Yes, they can.
Very good. Am I your teacher, Isa?
Yes, you are.
Did you meet me for the first time last week, Jessica?
No, I didn't.
Was I your teacher last month, Sebe?
Yes, you were.
Did I try to kill you last week, Maria?
No, you didn't.
Have you ever been to a disco, Isa?
Yes, I have.
Has there ever been a tornado in this city, Sebe?
No, there hasn't.
Good. Would you be here if your English were perfect, Jessica?
Yes, I would.
All right, very good answer. Did the French invade Spain last year, Maria?
No, they didn't.
Did Columbus discover America, Isa?
Yes, he did.
Were there any Japanese people in your house last week, Sebe?
No, there weren't.
Will it snow here tomorrow, Jessica?
No, there won't.
Now, will it snow here tomorrow?
No, it won't.
Good. Are you and I talking to each other, Isa?
Yes, we are.
Can I speak Spanish better than you, Maria?
No, you can't.
Does the Queen of England speak Chinese with her children, Sebe?
Yes, she does.
Chinese?
No, she doesn't.
All right. Would we get wet if it were raining now, Jessica?
Yes, we would.
Yes, very good. Is the President of Spain married, Isa?
Yes, he is.
Very good. And repeat.
Yes, he is.
Very good. Okay, let's do a little bit of work with even and not even. So, for example, I'll say everyone was at the party. My grandmother was there too. And you'll say, everyone was at the party, even my grandmother. So everyone was at the party. My grandmother was there too. Maria.
Everyone was at the party, even my grandmother.
Very good. No one knew the answer. The best student in the class didn't either. Sebe.
No one knew the answer. Even the best student in the class. No,
not even in this case.
Yes. Nobody knew the answer of the question, not even the best student of the class.
No one knew the answer. Yeah, repeat.
No one knew the answer. Not even the best student in the class.
Good. Everybody on the team scored. The goalkeeper scored two. Issa?
Everybody scored.
No, everybody on the team.
Everybody on the team scored, even the goalkeeper.
Perfect. And repeat.
Nobody.
Everyone.
No, everybody.
On the team?
Everybody on the team scored, even the goalkeeper.
Good. Everyone got sick. The captain of the ship got sick too. Jessica?
Everybody got sick, even the captain of the ship.
Good. Nobody remembered the words to the song. The composer didn't remember them either. Maria?
Nobody remembered the words to the song, not even the composer.
Very good. Everybody took Friday off. The boss took Friday off too. Jessica?
Everybody took Friday off, even the boss.
Good. Everybody fell asleep during the speech. The master of ceremonies fell asleep too. Issa?
Everybody fell asleep.
Fell asleep.
Everybody fell asleep during the speech, even the master...
Of ceremonies.
Of ceremonies.
And repeat.
Everybody fell asleep during the speech, even the master of ceremonies.
Yeah, one more time.
Everybody fell asleep during the speech, even the master of ceremonies.
Very good. No one, including the teacher, could find a logical explanation for the English expression. Sebi?
Nobody, even the teacher.
No, in this case, not even.
Not even. Nobody, not even the teacher, could find a logical explanation of the expression.
For the English expression.
Nobody, even the teacher, could find...
Not even.
Nobody, not even the teacher, could find a logical expression...
Explanation
to the
Maria.
English expression.
Maria.
Nobody, not even the teacher, could find a logical explanation for the English expression.
No, sorry.
Nobody, even
not
the
teacher... Not even.
Nobody, not even the teacher, could find a logical explanation of the English expression.
Maria.
Or...
Nobody, not even the teacher, could find a logical explanation for the English expression.
Oh, sorry.
Nobody, not even the teacher, could find a logical explanation for the English expression.
Very good. Now we're going to review what we did at the beginning of the program. I will say account number 17, $27.50. And I want you to say there's $27.50 in account number 17. So account number 17, $27.50, Seve.
There's $27.50 in account number 17.
Very good. And repeat.
There's $27.50 in account number 17.
Now, Jessica, tell Issa to ask Seve if they use the euro in Bulgaria.
Issa, ask Seve if they use the euro in Bulgaria.
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 Yep.
Issa, ask Seve if they use the euro in Bulgaria.
Very good.
Fede, do you use the euro in Bulgaria?
And Maria, what does she want to know?
She wants to know if they use the euro in Bulgaria.
No, we don't use it yet, but we have a fixed cross rate for the currency, but we don't use it.
Okay. Now, Maria, tell Jessica to ask him what the name of the currency in Bulgaria is.
Ask him what the name of the currency in Bulgaria is.
Sebek, what's the currency in Bulgaria?
Now, what's
the name of the currency in Bulgaria?
And again.
Sebek, what's the name of the currency in Bulgaria?
And Issa, what does she want to know?
She wants to know what the name of the currency in Bulgaria is.
Good. And again, what the name? Repeat. She wants to know.
She wants to know what the name of the currency in Bulgaria is.
No, almost currency. Currency. Repeat.
Currency. She wants to know what the name of the currency in Bulgaria is.
And the name of the currency in Bulgaria is lev, and it's the... old-fashioned word for lion.
A lev is the old Bulgarian word for lion. All right, very good. And Maria, ask him how many levs there are in a euro.
How many levs are there in a euro?
There's 1.965 levs in a euro.
Okay, very, very exact.
Almost two.
Almost two. All right. That's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Maria, to Jessica, to Isa and Seve. Have a great day and see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
And I mean, this is basically it. I mean, I truly believe that we can easily reach an agreement if we just keep pushing them on the budget. And, you know, the fact that they're going to lose a key customer if they don't take the risk.
That's an interesting point, actually. What do you think, Mr. Ramirez?
Joe? I think... Excuse me. No! No, márchate! Márchate!
Mr. Ramirez, are you all right? Mr. Ramirez?
¿Te da miedo hablar en inglés?
Tenemos la solución. Vaughan Town es una auténtica terapia de choque para que mejores tu comprensión auditiva y tu agilidad oral en un tiempo récord. Durante 6 días, desde las 9 de la mañana hasta que te...